This is The Emperor's Clothes, Cost $20. Written by Lloyd Darland. Narrated for you by Michael Driggs. Foreword. You've probably heard the story, or at least some of it, about how, in the dead of night in 1913, a group of United States lawmakers met with top executives from the world's biggest banks and corporations on a remote island off the coast of Georgia and laid the groundwork for a central bank. About how those lawmakers and President Woodrow Wilson conspired to deceive the American people, using a banking crisis created by the big banksters as a backdrop to sell them on the need for a central bank. About how some of those same lawmakers lied and used doublespeak to convince Americans they were against the very law they were writing in order to trick Americans into believing the bill would be beneficial and ensure its passage. And you've no doubt heard, especially lately, how the Federal Reserve, the central bank created out of that meeting so long ago, is directly responsible for the economic situation we now find ourselves in. You've heard it, but maybe you didn't believe it. Or maybe you didn't understand it. That's because most of the books that describe the Federal Reserve System and the inflation it created are not easy reads. Face it, reading about finance and inflation can be boring. Many people these days find little time for reading at all, especially about something that happened so long ago and seems so complicated. You may have wanted to learn more, but you were looking for a faster, easier way to learn it. You wanted something that, once you read it, you slapped your forehead and said, "Aha, now I understand." That's what makes The Emperor's Clothes Cost $20 such a fascinating book, and why we've acquired the rights to reprint it, even though it was first printed more than 30 years ago. The book's author, Lloyd Darland, first learned about finance as a young boy in Depression-era America. He says he had his heart set on buying a balsa wood glider. They could be bought for 5 cents each, or two for a dime. Although his parents dissuaded him and said the plane was a waste of money, Darland wanted it so badly that he saved, scrimped, and cajoled his parents out of a second nickel so he would have the 10 cents to buy two planes. Later, as Darland relates in this book, he experienced the effects of inflation firsthand. He had saved enough money to buy a car he wanted, but his father talked him into investing the money rather than spending it. 10 years later, that money had gained interest, but because of inflation, it would no longer buy a car of similar value. He wanted to know what happened to his money. Why would his money, which had increased by more than 33% in 10 years, not buy as much vehicle as it would before? This perplexed him, so he began to study economics. He learned his economics lessons so well that he later taught basic economics to first-year college students. The experience opened his eyes. He learned that students, all of whom were high school graduates or held high school equivalency certificates, knew little to nothing about money and how it worked. It was while teaching these classes that the idea to write The Emperor's Clothes came to him, sparked by encouragement from a student, who asked Darland, "Does anybody else know this stuff?" Darland realized that maybe too few people did know it. And what better way was there to communicate ideas in the 1970s than to write a book? So he did. Now you're thinking, this book was written in the 70s? What possible relevance could a book that is more than 30 years old have to today's circumstances? Well, that's the beauty of The Emperor's Clothes. It is a timeless tome, and it has the added benefit of being even more relevant today than it was 30 years ago. That's because the circumstances Darland wrote about are playing themselves out today, exactly as he described. In The Emperor's Clothes, Darland explains how the Federal Reserve works to steal your money through inflation, and he describes the fraud and illegalities of the federal tax system.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?